I want to first talk with the operations clause. What this does is the operations clause is commonly a paragraph that I call it kind of a Frankenstein sentence. The operations clause, perhaps next to the pooling clause, has got to be one of the most involved clause written commas everywhere clause that you find in oil and gas leases. Just about everyone I've ever seen has some version of these. And if they are satisfied, they provide constructive production while, quote, operations, as defined in the lease or by case law, if not, are being conducted on the lease premises or perhaps the acreage pulled therewith. They can be typically invoked in one of two of the following, one or both of the following circumstances, where the lessee is conducting operations at the end of the primary term. So it would say, if the operator is conducting drilling operations at the end of the primary term, those operations can be completed and the lease will have constructive production while those operations are going, but no other operations if it's just that. Then, in contrast to that, a broader one, it would be a continuous operations clause. That would be a clause that allows the operator to not only finish what it was perhaps working on at the end of the lease, but then to move on to other operations out there. And that's allows them to do more work so they could complete what they're working on and then start something else. And so that is a little bit more lessee friendly. Keep in mind that operations, continuous operations clauses within the operations clause can kind of swallow a well completion clause. What do I mean by that? You might have a well completion clause that says the operator can finish its operations that it was working, then working on. Sounds like a well completion clause, comma, but then, or any other operations. And sort of the continuous operations part of that swallows up the more narrow well completion. One of the most hotly contested issues with regards to these operations clauses is commencement of the well and what that means. You're going to find a forest of case law out there in producing states where this has been litigated. Did they actually commence operations as defined in the lease, or if not, in case law in that state? So what are operations? What is commencement? Okay, other than something we do at the school. The general rule, any activity on the land directly related or preparatory to drilling constitutes commencement. If you forget anything else I said about the commencement clause here, remember this. Generally, particularly in Texas, courts are fairly friendly to lessees, and they generally, not always, but generally seem to read these fairly broadly, okay? Spudding is not required in the majority view if it's not actually expressed in the lease. And beware of the term drilling operations. Now, that could be construed more narrowly than, say, operations for the commencement of drilling a well, which might include road building and staking the site, whatever that means. But drilling operations could be more narrowly construed to being actual drilling. The drill bit is turning. Leases, particularly ones drafted by lessors, have really tried to, forgive me, drill down on exactly what you have to be doing in order for commencement to have occurred. So lessee-friendly leases, your producer's 88-type leases, are usually fairly brief in this aspect, expecting the courts to read them pretty broadly, okay? An actual drilling with a rig and a turning bit is not required in Texas unless it expressly says that. So the shut-in gas royalty clause, okay? So if you bring in a well, typically a gas well, but it could be an oil well, although some leases limit this to just gas wells, sometimes it may not make sense to produce from that well. Perhaps the prices are low. Perhaps there's been a month where at the end of the month, the prices are actually negative. That would be a month that maybe you don't want to produce from a well, that maybe you just want to complete the well and then turn it off to be turned on later. There's two general schools of thought here. Oklahoma and West Virginia and some other states say, a well, a shut-in well that is still considered producing when within the meaning of the habendum clause, which you talked about earlier today, if it is capable of production and paying quantities. Whereas Texas kind of takes a what I call Judge Roy Bean look at this, and they say they define production as actual production. So you had a Texas court say the word means what it says, kind of a black and white construction there. Production has to be actual production. And a well that is shut in for, well, whatever reason, either good or bad,